Welcome to the October 17th, 2019 meeting of the Sustainability Advisory Board. So why don't we go around and introduce ourselves for the folks at home.
Darren Wise, staff liaison.
Glenn Friedman, Sustainability Board. Been here for a while.
Steve Hopkins, invited by Mary to share ideas, I guess.
Steve Hopkins?
About community gardening.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know why I'm here if she's here, because she can do it as well as I.
See if you agree.
We'll agree?
Yeah.
We'll
jump back to Sarah.
We skipped Sarah.
Okay.
I'm Sarah Harding-Mim, board member for several years now, and I live in the Robinwood neighborhood.
Russ Axrod, mayor and council liaison.
Mary Baumgartner, member.
Terrence Shoemaker, co-chair.
Victoria Meyer, one of the co-directors of the community garden.
Very good. So, first item is public comment. It appears we've got at least one guest here. I know who wants to make a short comment, and possibly two. Okay. We got 5 minutes left.
Well, they're here not to make a comment, but because we talked about wanting to ask their input. We had some questions during discussions last month, about some of the requirements of the
gardens.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the potential for where to site more if we can find some available spots for them. I think that was the discussion.
Yeah. What do you think we would plug that in? 7 goals?
Yeah. That would be perfect.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was an action item.
Or action item.
Yeah, it's an action item, too.
Can you make that a little bigger on the screen?
I sure can.
So it's...
I've got some paper copies here, too.
I think he can read it easier.
That's okay. I can read it.
Sure.
It's just a little small. There you go.
Yeah, that's better for me, too.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh. Here you go.
Well, those would be
action. Put it in 3, that would be more exciting. Okay, so any of the members present have any check-ins and exciting things they want to mention?
I am becoming involved in the Clackamas Climate Action Coalition, and they are formerly Clackamas, 350 Clackamas.
Oh, okay.
Like the 350 organization.
Mm-hmm.
And they are hosting an event on November 20th at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation Church in Oregon City. And so I'll give you more information about that as I learn more. But it's going to be very interesting with various presentations, measure updates, ballot measure updates. Evan is going to speak, and there's going to be a probably half-hour presentation of the climate reality, which is based on, it's a presentation created by the organization that stemmed off of the Inconvenient Truth movies.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically training people to give this presentation.
Oh, okay.
And it's a certified presenter.
Hmm.
Do you know what time this is?
The social hour is at 6, and the program is from 7 to 9. There will be refreshments from a local brewer, among others.
Hmm.
So I'll bring more information as I... And I'll also try to get it posted various places.
What was the date on that?
It's November 20th, which is a Wednesday evening.
I can update a couple things. A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity for a private meeting with Maria Pope, the PGE CEO, about ideas around building this sort of e-synergy and opportunity for enlarging a capacity and informing the community on e-bikes and expanding that, as well as the opportunity and my ideas toward maybe getting our school district to convert with smart into a smaller electric entity that would serve our kids as well and start at least intra-city transit for us at a small capacity. She's really excited about it. I mean, with the school district superintendent tomorrow morning to run this by her, and I'm trying to set up a meeting between all between her, SMART, and the CEO in a few weeks to kind of follow up on that. The other thing is the Eric Underwood, public affairs or government affairs guy who I work with all the time, wants to come and connect with you guys. So when you know when we want to do that, I'd say you know fairly soon, and particularly if we want to get lined up for something maybe next summer. They're PGE is thinking they do every year, I think they do an e-car outreach, and they're thinking of doing it in Westland this year. Mm-hmm. They want to do that maybe. So it's an opportunity maybe to talk about that. And we didn't go into the depth on that program. We talked about a whole bunch of stuff. But the other thing is I went to the Northwest Climate Northwest Climate Conference last week.
Okay.
And spent a lot of time talking with a lot of people about a ton of stuff that was there. We talked about a lot of cool stuff. And there's, I think, opportunities for us to maybe get a little more engaged and involved in elements of the conference next year. So maybe later toward this early year when you talk about goals, we could talk about ways to maybe be a little more engaged in the Northwest Conference. It was really a good conference this year. So
sounds great.
Just is so exciting. It's really fun to learn about.
Do you know about the TriMet open house? I just got a message from Lance about it. I mean, because of the
TriMet open house? There's the 2020 thing? The Metro?
Is it hard? It's an open house, and he's encouraging Transportation Advisory Board members,
oh, yeah.
But of course I think that there's a definite overlap with sustainability to go to attend this, and it's next...
I could say on a related piece, I met recently with the new director of TriMet, and he has he had his next underling, I guess, if you will, reach out to me last week. Finally, it took a couple weeks, but he's reached out, and we're having a meeting. I've set up a meeting with John to talk about our city stuff.
So this is on the 23rd, which is next
Wednesday or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
There's a Metro on the Tuesday, so that must be a different workshop.
So he's encouraging people to go, or at least to go to this link and give comment about improving our bus access. So.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can expand on this in the goals discussion.
Sure.
Today.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Any other check-ins? None from me. Okay, how about the action items from past meetings? Those are on the...
Just kidding.
Here's,
here's some copies. Okay, but the minutes also.
Yeah.
Oh, what's over again?
That's not one.
Do you have this?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
As it happens.
Cindy's not here, but we have... Victoria here, and Steve here, to talk about the community gardens. So the next pending one was library weatherization talks. That's still pending. All those are done from the past action items. And
there's some new ones on that.
There's some new ones now.
Oh, man.
Do those now or at the end?
Yeah, do them now.
Okay, let's do them now. Cindy, sustainability talk, October. That's, I think that was.
Do you need to approve the minutes?
Oh. Kim's not here. Work with Sarah researching the sustainability staff position. That's something that I think still needs to be done, and that needs to be part of the discussion today as far as the goals.
Okay.
I think so.
Do you want
Do we have time?
Well, we're going to talk about goals.
Yep.
Well, there's a whole section on the agenda.
There's one on the staff, too, the staff person.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah. And Mary will talk to the Fields Bridge Garden organizers. I think that's going to happen today. Yep. What's going to come up in discussion. That's good. So that has been done. Darren, the overlays for right-of-way, park, and open space map.
Yeah, we're still working on it, so that's pending.
In the works, okay.
Alive.
Just got to mesh together. Darren, find out if Adult Community Center or the TVFR station is charged for meeting space.
So both of those spaces would be free.
Free?
Yep.
Great. Well, that's good to know. Bodes well for our sustainability talks. Sarah, send contact information for the Community Energy Project.
I ended up just emailing her directly instead of giving it over to Cindy.
Okay.
And they said, unfortunately, they can't host a workshop over here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you shared that with the whole group.
Oh, I did? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Still, my memory is not like best quality.
We need.
Okay, so that's done. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Mayor Axel, I'd like to see what other cities have a sustainability staff and how they fund them.
Yeah, and I've talked to a few cities, and it ranges from like doing nothing to Milwaukee, which is, you know, hires their own sustainability person, and she is funded by a fee they put on their utility. So, very interesting. So there's, you know, that's quite a spectrum.
Yeah.
But most of the other cities kind of struggle with a little bit. They have people on staff that kind of focus on it. I shared my ideas about, you know, maybe sharing a person. There was a lot of kind of interest in that. You know, there's, do you guys know Stefan, our Beaver coordinator, our Beaver ambassador? Do you guys know him? Okay. Well, I know he's looking for more permanent work and stuff, and I had thrown out the idea of him when I was here with the kids on the climate walk here, that we were here at City Hall, he came. And we were talking about the concept of, you know, shared person, which is of interest.
Shared between
like departments.
Oh,
someone
okay.
that floats
well,
in the city.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, and again, this is something we need to explore with Eileen or something and see if there's how we might do it. We might consider a fee, and we might look at fee structure and see if, even if it was a part-time person, maybe you could get a part-time someone if the city is... And the community is willing to, you know, add 50 cents or a buck to one of its fees, or which one you pick on, I don't know.
Yeah.
Perks. But, so, anyway, you know, I think there's kind of enough ideas that we have amongst us to sort of think about how we might approach the city manager to see how we might go about that. I can help with that.
How does LACO fund it, their position?
So I touched with people at the conference last week on it. LACO wasn't there. Good question. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'll find out.
Okay. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a dumb question maybe? How are any positions funded? Why is a sustainability position any different than a facilities position or an admin position?
It's a really good question. I think it's just a matter of where the city's priorities are and roles and functions of who does what in the city, and whether that's something, you know, traditional or it's integrated with people's regular positions. I think there's a lot of sustainability elements that are integrated in what staff already do.
Right.
So
let's thresh this out in that specific discussion later.
Good.
Great.
Would you like me to help with timekeeping tonight?
If you wish, I have to do it, but you can certainly do it. I love it. See? Ending.
Okay. You tell me what you prefer.
Hmm?
Do you prefer?
Just say something.
Okay.
Be the court jester, I don't care. Okay. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it. That's kind of exciting to be digging into that. Cindy will send Darren intercity bus questionnaire responses. Did she get that too?
No. So, I'll just put that as pending.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, I think that's all of them on the list, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Good. Been a good time.
So, brings up the minutes. Any corrections, additions to the minutes? So, anybody move? Do we have to move, make a motion, or just approve?
No, it's just
everybody agree either look good, minutes are good?
Looks good.
Okay, minutes are good. Moving on.
We're fairly formal.
Item 5, 2020 topics, sustainability education series. So we chucked up 3, right? Did Eben do the...
Yeah.
Climate.
Climate.
Yep.
And then, what was the lady's name who did the pesticide, the native gardening?
Oh.
So anyway, we've done 3.
Alex
did recycle. So we did 3
yeah.
this year. And we talked about last time the possibility of just going through the sequence again. So... You know, we primed the pump.
Well, those 3 again were insecticides and what?
Climate change.
Yeah. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
And a talk on reducing toxics in the green spaces.
Did I hear native gardening?
Yeah.
That was all part of that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The weatherization was one we wanted to try to do this year, but it didn't
yeah.
happen.
And then the 4th thing we did was we kind of massaged what we originally had wanted to do, which was get involved in the community. And so we originally had wanted to do a fair where people could come and see all the different activities sustainability related going on in the community and then kind of like pick and choose what they wanted to get involved with. But we ended up tabling at the old time fair and connecting with community members, which in a way was, you know, how people could get involved. But a little bit different than what we originally intended, but still successful.
But I think it went over well.
Yeah.
So I guess one thing, as far as 2020, that's probably going to be one of our big goals, is mm-hmm. to continue that series. And what do you think? I mean, do you think we should go for the same topics again, or add something? Look at 4 during the year? Thoughts?
I have lots of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, for one, we've got two really brilliant transportation minds on the board. And transportation is a huge topic, especially as climate change is now more urgent than ever for us to do something about
it.
Mm-hmm. And that piece of electrifying vehicles and taking a chunk out of that sector of pollution is going to be nearly impossible unless we continue to educate people and find ways to connect people with affordable ways to get around in the new decarbonized economy. So I think transportation, something transportation related, either with TriMet or electric vehicles or, you know, ways to fund, you know, like rebates or, you know, ways to fund a transition to the electric world would be ideal for Westland, which is generally a higher income population.
So would that look like an opportunity for people to test out vehicles? Okay.
That would be great.
It would also be nice to unveil a new charging station, but that's a different issue.
That's
well,
a great idea.
That goes along with one of the council's
just saying.
2019 goals for the SAB, was an EV electric vehicle fair, which we kind of put our toes in the water with
right.
the e-bikes we had.
Right.
So next year, that could be a possibility. And maybe, I like the transportation thing and using less energy, because I think if we offered another general thing on climate change, everybody is so inundated with just climate change. If we got specific, it's something that's actually going to save people money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, help the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be a better way to look at the climate change
part of it. Or maybe climate change could be the overarching theme, mm-hmm. and then every one of the series or the talks that we do or events that we do, or we can explain and tie it back to why.
You know, all the topics we had all fit under the umbrella of climate change.
Right.
Really, less energy use, less, you know.
You know, at the climate change conference, there was a lot of discussion around community developments, and there was a lot of success stories about people who have kind of gotten away from the climate change because of its divisive sort of nature in some communities, and addressed more what it gets toward, like quality of living, and ways to get toward quality of living that also address climate change.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a lot of discussion around that, and cities that are being very successful sort of creating a paradigm around all the elements that support climate reduction, you know, carbon footprint reduction, but are geared more toward people that just everyday relation and improvement of quality of life. And,
yeah.
conservation of water. Conservation is another one of water that I think we ought to talk about, because there's been a lot of, it's one of the areas that's going to be affecting us near term soon, mm-hmm. is, you know, the hydrograph, which is really changing. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, it's really changing.
I don't know this word.
Hydrograph?
Yeah.
It's sort of, the, you think of it as just the period and pattern of runoff and flow of our streams and rivers from the mountains.
Yeah.
Basically, we're losing our snowpack.
Right, right.
Quite.
And our
quickly.
Glaciers, and yes.
Yeah. And it's going to change significantly our water picture through the year. And, you know, we rely on surface water here. We rely on snowpack.
Yeah.
So you could do a water conservation one based with the idea of know your watershed, is because we are in two watersheds, which makes us unique here in Westland, because being the Tualatin and the Willamette, you know.
I actually, I mean, this is a little bit of a side note, but it's related.
Yes.
When I was doing some of my research, just being concerned about mostly biodiversity in the riparian areas and impacts in wildlife in the rivers, I discovered there's no watershed council for our area
right.
on the OWEB map mm-hmm. of watershed councils.
Yeah, and well, you have our river keepers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're not a council, but it's a little different group. Oh, no.
But
not probably called a council.
Yeah, kind of.
So I.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody wants to work with me and start a watershed council?
One thought on the education series too, because I raised this at the climate thing, would be, because it was really missing, I think, in the agenda that I'm talking about next year, is again around xeric landscaping for the future, and getting people away from just you know building places and throwing in green lawns and just stuff that eats up water. We need to start educating and providing people alternative landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea.
It's something that would be great from this group, but part of your education series could be around that. We could bring in a landscape folks. And
that fits right in with the backyard habitat certification program that Westland is now funding.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we are.
That could tie in really well,
yeah.
and possibly even with some potential those right-of-ways, unused right-of-ways
mm-hmm.
for community gardens or wildlife gardens, xeriscape stuff. It all ties into it because it's now a program with less land. So that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
How about recharging the aquifer with river water during the winter rather than letting it all run into the ocean?
We're actually looking at it right now in
that
the Columbia Basin.
All up and down the Columbia.
Beavers.
Well, there, it is ASR is being used in a lot of places. But ASR for us doesn't work locally. We've already been evaluated. It's already been assessed locally. We don't have the great geology here to do it, but there are other places in Oregon where it can be done.
So it sounds like there's interest for the education series.
It does, and it sounds like it could expand or mature a little bit next year.
We could also specifically invite neighborhood associations and HOAs. I belong to an HOA, and they have all of the landscaping of the front yards done by a company. And my goal is, yes.
Oh, like a complex? Is it like a condo place or something?
Kind
or apartment
of, yeah.
thing?
Like
yeah,
like the whole entire neighborhood is, all the front yards are done by the same group.
Really interesting.
It, and it's Arbor Cove, so it's down by the river,
yeah.
and I feel like they shouldn't use any chemicals. That's my stance. Mm. I haven't been able to win them over yet, but with, continued reinforcement and that,
What if, I don't know how to articulate what I'm thinking, so this might come off really clunky, but what if there was some way that we could train our citizens to kind of band together to ask for change, kind of like to petition that these companies do something different? Like, we all know what the right thing to do is, but do we know how to mobilize with our neighbors to use our collective power to say we're not accepting this anymore? So I don't know what kind of workshop that would be, but like maybe how to like petition together. Does that make sense?
Activist training.
Yeah.
I have a comment on that one. One of the most successful ways to reach a community is through the children.
Mm-hmm.
When my children were tiny and came home with the don't put it down the drain stickers that ended up all over the house, I already knew about that, but it was great to see the next generation being a little adamant about it.
Yeah.
Well, when you brought that up, I was thinking youth council, too. Our youth council is interested in that kind of stuff. Talking to the youth council, having the youth council come here and talk to them about what are their interests, what can they do, and they can champion a lot of stuff.
Right? Yeah.
Because they're on fire.
Yeah.
There was a nice group that marched locally for the climate action now. I marched with them from the school up here.
Oh,
it was
great.
It was a really fun day.
Yeah. I was out of town. I'm glad you did that.
The high school has an ecology club or something.
Yes,
right,
they do.
Mary? Yeah, maybe provide them a platform in the education series to allow them to present something.
That would really be nice.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, let's
see what they want to do.
Ooh. If we did something like that, maybe we could even have it at the high school.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be really nice.
Yeah,
the auditorium high school.
See what they want to
let the
talk
kids
about.
Yeah.
And we could help find the speakers. For speakers.
So it might be a good idea to.
Mr. Hartman.
Call the ball.
Yeah.
You should join the board.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So what. Oh, go ahead.
Are you getting all these ideas? Are you writing them down?
I'm writing some down, yes. I was just wondering at what point. Because this should probably. The education series should be in our goals for 2020.
Yep.
I don't know, would we have to detail exactly what they are, Darren, or just have an education series?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'd be nice if we could kind of pin down the topics before the end of the year. What do you think? So we have something to, the framework to work with?
Probably good to list about 3 to 5, because, you know, as you discover some, flush out some, don't.
So what do you think?
And assign people to that.
We could go over that next time and pin down some next time. I think that's doable. Should be.
I wonder if now, at least as a group, we could say, do we want it all to relate to climate change? Or is that too focused? But climate change is a huge topic.
Well, but I like Russ's idea is that you can have climate change as sort of the umbrella.
That was my idea.
With the your idea.
I just gave it a different name.
Yeah, but the overarching idea. But it doesn't have to be. But it doesn't have to be stated.
Right.
So yes, I think that makes a lot of sense.
We know it's there. There.
It's
your
idea. Fine.
Separate topics, but they're
your
all
idea.
So I have 5 things you just discussed. One. Transportation / e-cars, transit, could go anywhere with that topic. Water conservation, xeric landscaping, partnering with high school ecology club or what other groups they have, environmental groups. And then Sarah's idea about, I had it as finding a collective voice.
Are we sure that wasn't Ross's idea? Yeah.
So those are
advocacy.
Yeah.
Advocacy, yeah.
Can we do advocacy? Can the group sort of advocate that?
Well, I guess I think it would be more of a getting someone in to talk about how to mobilize
okay.
citizens of the community. Yeah. Isn't that, I think that's what you're saying.
Yes. And we're not advocating for a specific position.
Just
how to do that.
Yeah,
okay.
So if a neighborhood's interested in mobilizing to try to create change, how they would go about it.
So
do you think Trump would
really
be enough of an incentive for
when you,
did you
there's
going to
be a lot
mention?
Of mobilizing this year.
So you can,
maybe I could escape for an hour.
Sorry, without hearing the name you mean? I'm sorry.
To talk about advocacy.
Polluted the environment.
To talk about advocacy related to what Sarah was talking about, I'm just asking a question here. Do you think it'd be good to have maybe like the high school group? What's the name of that group?
Youth Advisory Council.
Yeah, and us together, maybe with another high school group, and have someone who knows advocacy to speak to the group. I'm just questioning here.
Do you mean at this meeting or
at a gathering?
At a gathering.
So that we could decide, okay, how would we then advocate for less pesticide use in lawns and stuff.
Mm. I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
So that we just go out blind and somebody comes in and says, okay.
So we could maybe, there's a teacher, Mr. Jones, who might be willing to help. Potentially we could get somebody from Oregon Environmental Council here. You know, there's a whole bunch of ways we can maybe get somebody from the 350, whatever their new group is.
Sunrise Movement?
Mm-hmm, Sunrise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's probably potential to get some people here for that. Yeah.
We could also, this is just me thinking out loud, sort of. There's a very active student at Rex Putnam, and we could even invite another school to, like, so they could meet each other. I mean, part of, I think, the strength and the value of these kind of actions is connecting people to each other so that then they can form a network.
Yeah.
So we could extend it beyond just our local high school.
Yeah, and I wouldn't, I mean, for me, I wouldn't want it to be just the students.
No.
You know, because when it comes to, I mean, there is value in the voice, but they do graduate and move on to other things. And there is something to having a more sustained group in town to advocate for issues. I mean, like Milwaukee had a group that now has essentially the mayor and I'm sitting on boards.
Is that must?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's something to having a local group that is more than just the students, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, in review of those five items, and actually wrote them down, Darren listed, how should we treat those? Should we mull on them and maybe write some, maybe list any others we think are good topics, and then maybe put a few details under each and then meet next time and try to pin down what we want to do next year?
That's fair.
It's just a question.
That's fair.
So that we get focused down. Something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Something will happen. That's great ideas. I like
and
them.
These are for our education
series.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about having a sustainability fair?
This is Russ and I and Glenn are the people in the room. I think I don't think you are around. Darren, we were all at the center of attempting to make this happen several years ago, and it proved to be a little bit more challenging than we thought. That may be a conversation for another day.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it isn't a good idea.
Love the idea.
Yeah. Okay.
It was very challenging in the past to do it, but maybe we can come up with a new way to do it.
Well, and I think sometimes like focusing on the topic rather than like not climate change so much, but focusing on those issues
and giving people
getting
fun
towards is a sustainable, you know, is a sustainable
giving
element.
Giving people a fun variety of things to come and connect on, it seems like, rather than one topic for in an evening.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I just feel like there'd be more enthusiasm and having, and I think people are ready maybe more to.
Yeah, maybe. And if, yeah. Yep. If we I think if we approached wanting to do that differently than we did last time, it may be more successful.
I think there's a lot of lessons learned in the last time that could be put to use.
Yeah.
In a different venue.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell me all about it then.
Yeah, and that, thank you for clarifying, that wasn't me saying that we shouldn't do that. That was
me
saying,
right.
like, there was a lot of context behind.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in any event, I think doing a few of these education series topics next year would be seeds for something bigger like a sustainability fair, because then people see that, okay, Westland does mean business. They're looking at these things. How are we doing?
It's time right now.
It's time? Okay. So
should we round it off to 40 or to 20 till? Because that was kind of like a...
Another minute and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. So any other topics you want to throw out there? Any other thoughts on the series for next year? I think it looks like it's...
Well, I'll throw one out. It's hard. I mean, I admit it's hard because I tried to build a series around it at one time and it was painful. But if you're looking at the ones that have sort of the biggest impact on climate change, one of them is food.
Yes. Yes.
See? And the one that probably you could probably pull off from an educational perspective is what's the difference between a CSA and a food co-op, and just have two different people come in and speak to what's a CSA and what's a food co-op, so people understand. And then at the end, I don't know what comes out of that, because at one point there was discussion of, could Westland sustain a food co-op at one point? And it would have to be really, really, really tiny to start. The idea got huge, way too huge, too quick, but something tiny could potentially work. So that was one idea. The other one is maybe understanding, food waste.
Why don't we compost?
Oh my god.
Okay. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's save that conversation also for.
I just wanted to get that on the record.
Okay. Yeah. So we got
there. There's a good reason.
Okay.
We got that other topic.
I wish you were here 2 years ago.
So I think that's probably could fall under number 7.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh.
Put a pin in it.
Put a pin.
Put it on the bike rack.
Bike rack, yeah. But for the food, just to wrap that up, and then I think we probably have to move on, is not only where we buy from, but much more impactful in the environment is what we choose to eat. So,
right.
Yeah, 90% of what we eat has an impact on our GHGs versus the 10% of that impact in the transport and where we're buying from.
Yeah. I just read that if you eat 2 hamburgers a week for a month, that's the same carbon footprint as flying from New York to London.
Cool.
Yeah.
On that happy note.
On that note.
I want to go to London.
We should probably.
And that was the New York episode.
Can I have one quick thought?
Don't
lose the thought on the CSA and the ag piece, too, because maybe next time or soon, we're working on some long-range different approaches to Stafford, bringing in small-scale community agriculture. And there's definitely possibilities for not small-scale CSA, but quite a bit of CSA development.
Wow.
Nice.
That's
good.
Exciting.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got more than enough exciting topics for next year. We would have to hire ourselves full-time to get this done. Okay, that's great.
I think the food is a good idea.
Yeah.
Good
so
idea.
We got our charge for next time. Just sift through these.
Yeah.
Once we like best, maybe add some details to them and get back together.
Yes.
Okay. That'll be in the next meeting. Okay, Sustainable Westland Strategic Plan and Appendix B update.
So we'll end at 7 o'clock.
Go. Okay.
Ish.
7 o'clock-ish?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
7 o'clock.
Okay. Nobody had a chance to look at Appendix B were the top priorities. And the plan, if anybody has looked through it in detail, there are a lot of specific items and tasks in there that relate to sustainability. And we talked briefly last time about it's been 4 years, going on 5 years when this plan was updated, 2015. And I think it said in the plan regular updates, like 5 years, I think, Sarah, was that something that was tossed out? So we had also talked about, rather than do a mass update, as to adding an appendix that had all those topics that were related to climate change. Remember last time we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
And going through Appendix B and deciding what's been done, what hasn't been done, who's in charge, who's not in charge. So,
should we just go task by task?
On this one, might be a good idea on Appendix B to see, go by task and see what's been done, what hasn't, is it still valid?
Yeah.
so. So has that been done? Sustainability audits for the city?
Yep.
No baseline has been established for tracking metrics. Okay, so that's an unfunded mandate.
Not that I'm aware of.
So that's a biggie. That's
I mean, even if it was simplified, it has not been done, which is really just tracking energy and water and transportation costs. Which could be done, you know, the financial department could do that pretty easily with just the bills.
Can I ask a question based on my own ignorance of city workings? And Russ and Darren, and Sarah, I'm sure Glenn will speak to this. How much does the council and the manager and all the powers in the city rely on this plan to do their work and to set their goals? Because there is a lot of stuff in here that would point right to hiring a sustainability expert. I mean, this is huge in here.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean, just this, just Appendix B.
Yep.
But you look through the whole plan,
right,
and holy gods, I mean, I don't understand why the city doesn't have one already.
Yeah.
There's no way a lot of this stuff can be done without a person focusing on this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, we can recommend all we want, which is great. I mean, we'll keep doing it.
And this has been on the book since basically day one.
Yeah.
Over 15 years ago.
So that's just an instant vent from Shoemaker over here.
It's so spot on.
So there's that.
And that's in the past when we've asked ourselves as a board, are we a board that just advises, or are we in a board that actually does this?
Yeah.
And we're all volunteers.
Yeah, we're volunteers. Others have jobs. We can advise and give our best, information we can. So that's a big one. If we don't even have a baseline for tracking things, that leaves a lot of other things hanging that we can't do, I don't think. So anyway, that's undone. So should we move on to the next one? Any discussion on that one?
Well, I'll offer a couple of comments, I guess. First, not to throw any staff under the bus or anything, but I think everyone's really busy doing their work. And first off, on the council, I would bet you that most councilors have not read the plan. Number one, I can't say if our city manager has. I bet she's thumbed through the plan. I think there's a lot of interest in striving toward the goals and things that are in there without it being sort of more kind of formal. But I don't know if, I know there are elements that within some of the departments they talk about a lot of this stuff and they integrate it into thinking, but I don't know. It's got to come down from the director's level, I think, in. And so I don't know how the directors all communicate to their staff on that, but my sense is there's broad interest and sensitivity toward it, but maybe not a lot of emphasis or focus on gearing procedures around it. Although, when you talk to Public Works about trying to reduce chemical usage and the things, Lance will give you a long list of stuff they're, working on and doing, but how it's being tracked and all, I don't know. I don't know that it's being all that well tracked. We've had this issue come up recently about glycophosphate being still used and, why is it being used? And there are kind of reasons for it, which I don't like. So I don't know, that's really hard.
Yeah, when I was looking through this the other day in detail, I started thinking there are a lot of tasks or steps. There's a task and a strategy and steps. And so steps are basically things that have to be done. There's like 5 pages of them. I listed them all here and was going to go down and I'm thinking, one of the first things that we may have to do is go through here and find out where we can. Has this been done? Has it not been done? Is it in the works? Because how else are we going to set meaningful goals if if we're not aware of what has been done and what hasn't.
The board kind of did that a few years back. Yeah. There were a lot of baseline stuff, that information that was collected.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was to the extent it was considered an audit, I think it was an energy audit to a degree, and it was...
Is that available?
Was it?
I mean...
Or maybe we should do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go yes and no. Shauna did one, but that was... I mean, that had to be over 9-10 years ago, probably. Yeah. So, but there hasn't been one since. And again, with this, a really simple one would be take the electrical bills, look at the kilowatts per month, you know, look at the gas bills, look at, you know, gas, you know, natural gas, look at the gas for the vehicles, you know, look at the gas, look at the water bills. You know, you could do a really simple one that way. You know, it doesn't have to be, I'm not saying do a, carbon footprint. Just you could, everybody gets their, monthly bills, and you can see how many kilowatts you used a year. So kind of like what the students did. So the students did that. You know, the OIT students did sort of a little energy audit, and they made those recommendations. You know, and that's what they did, is they looked at the bills. You know, we can do the same thing.
I completely forgot about this. Have you heard of Ameresco? Mm-hmm. Okay. I sat down with them at the LLC in Bend a few weeks ago and talked to them about our city and energy audits and went through them. I went to a couple presentations that they're doing and stuff they've done for cities. These guys come in and without putting out money, they have various grants to help cities kind of do their baseline energy audit work to help them shape and focus their sustainability programs. Yeah.
Ooh.
They're an amazing group. An amazing group.
For free?
I have a very, very rudimentary understanding of how it works at Multnomah County, and it's essentially like they say through XYZ improvements, you will be likely to save this much money. And then they don't get paid unless you see those savings. It's something very easy like that. Like
they come in, it's
simple.
Very easy. They have ways to structure things, and they've got grant funds to help you get organized, but then they help you create a program about how to address it. And at some point, you might throw a little money at it or whatever, but they do amazing work.
And this is energy audit, energy usage.
Energy audit usage and sort of baseline for cities to move forward sustainability stuff. Ameresco.
But is that for, just so I'm clear, is this about city facilities and operations or residents?
Just city facilities.
Okay.
Because it's really all you can control.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I was confused, because I thought we were.
No, it's really the big thing is that's really all you can control.
Of course.
Yeah, and so that's why we're addressing.
Well, in addition to the how piece, we also I'm not sure in the goal and in the plan, maybe you know better. Is there something that we require reporting every year for facility staff to report to council what the progress is? Because if it's not required to be reported on, then no one's accountable.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the incentive to, people care.
No. There's no accountability.
People are generally yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But then what makes the rubber meet the road? Is there any accountability requirement? Okay.
No.
Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
I'd be curious from Aaron's standpoint about what in your own planning department, do you guys talk about sustainability issues particularly? Is it more focused on kind of getting the work done and if something relates to sustainability, you might talk about how it might benefit or something, or I don't know, I'm curious what your take is.
From my staff position. So it starts with council policy and budget, right? Council sets the policy, sets their goals, and sets the budget, and then the city manager implements that by giving the directors tasks who then give us tasks. So for instance, I spent a lot of my time on the waterfront project, right? Because that's one of your goals. I've been dedicated to that through staffing. There's some consulting funds available to us. And so City of Milwaukee, for example, they've done a good job of sustainability because
Gambia?
Gamba is the mayor, but they have a higher sustainability.
Right, because when he got elected, he prioritized and the council prioritized sustainability, dedicated funding to it, and passed the bag ban and said sustainability is a priority, and then that shifted down through the staff levels because that was what they were being directed to do. Yeah, so I think if you really wanted to impact sustainability, it would have to come from the council. Council would have to say, city manager, this is we need to implement this plan, right? Without
I fought for that this year because originally there wasn't anything on sustainability in the plan, and people said, well, it's on the shelf, and it's sort of like, no, we want this to be actively part of what we do. Everything we do every year should have a sustainability focus toward it. You know, our an element of our goal should be around sustainable work for the city. So it's really always kind of a goal in my mind, but it took some discussions with the city manager just to sort of come around on that and recognize that. Yeah. It's not just a plan that's going to sit on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to integrate this.
I mean, my vision, goal would be this plan would be basically viewed the same way historic is viewed. That when stuff is done in planning, it's, you know, the historic's review is always kind of there. But sustainability is always there. It's just, it's never not considered. That should be the same thing. Anyway.
That's like everything going through the sustainability box.
Yeah.
Got that sustainability box.
Yeah.
Everything should go through, okay, what are we doing wrong here? What can we do to further our sustainability goals? Or X project or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So can this Ameresco, when they do this audit, can they make recommendations as to what each department, each area can do to reduce energy?
Yes, I think so. So you know what I should do? And I'm sorry about that, because I should have them come and talk to you.
Yeah.
The group would be, I think, a really good thing.
Yeah.
Why don't I see about doing that?
Yeah.
That would be great, because if that was the baseline, then it seems like if sustainability was a part of, you know, the workings of every department, that then departments would have that baseline to go on to see, okay, then this year, did we reduce energy? What was their energy consumption?
Yeah.
And go on, and then it becomes a part of their culture.
The utility manager at Multnomah County, who I work closely with, he was our point person for the for working with Ameresco. And so he looks at the utility bills, and so he reported recently that all of the water upgrades and energy upgrades that the county is avoiding $1 million per year in our bills because of all the changes that have been made. So they're projecting, you know, the water bill getting higher and, you know, the different costs for energy, and they're saying that from this point moving forward, we're looking at per year $1 million avoided. So if, you know, the council is really concerned about the budget, if Eileen's really concerned about the budget, we're looking at, you know, the entire city operations completely for the next, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, avoiding having to pay for these bills.
I mean, that's what OIT pointed out, those students pointed out, is for $5,000 invested in just changing light bulbs, basically.
Yeah.
You know, they were going to save, I forgot what the number was, over, you know.
It would pay for itself in like 4 years or something.
In a year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a no-brainer. Yeah.
Okay. I think this council too could. Oh, and then we need to move on. This council, we can meet outside of this. Mm-hmm. We just can't make decisions.
Right.
So it's not like we need to wait for every.
Let's not wait.
Meeting.
No more waiting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Action.
Okay. So shall we move on to the next task? Since we've only got a couple minutes left for the rest of it, I don't think this is all going to get done tonight.
Speed reading.
Yeah. So community education and connection. Move to step four, increase community sharing opportunities such as tool library, kitchen library, swap and play, makerspace. I know we've got the library of things now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one that's kind of a step. I don't know if there are any other sharing opportunities. I mean, there's the repair fair, that's a little different, but it's kind of close. But
yeah, in a similar vein.
Yeah. So could we say that needs work, it's ongoing?
Yeah.
So has anybody heard about actual library at Robinwood? Because that was the thought, that I was going to go into where the shed was in the back.
What was the question?
The actual library, the thought years ago was where the police evidence locker was in the back.
Is yeah, it's all gone now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that building's empty now.
Okay. So, that's Randall. The vision one point was that was up over where the tool library might go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's potential. Okay. We're sitting down next week or the following week.
29th.
29th with design folks.
I think I'm going to be there.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's my wife's birthday.
So. The back building, the old utility building, is kind of on the back burner about what we do something with it now or not. So I don't know. But there's huge potential.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. They've got a few other steps. We just about run out of time. I think the plan is probably going to be a work in progress over the next several bienniums. But
well, it looks like all of these
they're all. I've got question marks by all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With because maybe this Amoresco audit.
Because there's vehicle inventory, purchasing policy, purchasing, all that. So as far as updating this now, it's probably not going to happen, right?
No. I mean,
we're going to need a little more study. And I think having Amoresco in might be a good place to start.
Yeah, I agree.
But also revisiting the baseline conversation, like looking at like what are we using right now? Because, I may have said this before, but sometimes when I look at the plan, we have all these lofty percentages that we want to reduce, but from what? Like
from what?
Yeah.
And that's like we need to get on that ASAP.
So you're talking about everything that's purchased. What are we using in the city?
Yeah, or at least just like what Glenn mentioned about like fuel and electricity and water. Just kind of some of those utility bills that we already have. It's not like we have to go investigating too deeply. Like somebody pays those bills. And so just getting that information would be a start.
So along those lines, I had a quick question. You sent out something that Clackamas County was doing, I think, with Good Company for a greenhouse gas audit, I think.
Yeah.
Are they doing it per city or... How is that?
There's several cities listed there. They were.
Yeah, we were listed.
No, I sent you a link to that, right?
Yeah, that was in the PDF that sent. There was a bunch of cities within the county that were doing it.
Yeah, I'll find it.
I didn't really dig into it, so I wasn't sure what information we'd get out of that.
As you guys are talking.
Yeah.
I know also that Metro is looking at, they're reaching out to the different 27 jurisdictions to like come up with some sort of climate action plan for the entire metro region.
Oh.
Ooh. Which is kind of a lot because like Multnomah County and Portland already have their own climate action plan. Like Oswego has a climate action plan. So they have a big task, and really within the sustainability community, it's kind of frustrating because there's already plans that are in place, and like how are those going to supersede the plans that already exist? But then there's places like Gresham and Troutdale that don't have a plan. So then kind of, incorporating different communities that don't have the resources.
Did I read that correctly, that the email that you've been sent, that that's what the county is working towards?
Yeah
their own plan,
I think that's what he's going to be talking about at this
event. That would make sense.
On the 20th of November.
Okay,
great.
Oh, interesting.
Should we discuss this more at the next meeting, or... maybe try to get Amoresco in first and then revisit this?
I think it sort of leads well into your next...
It does.
Your next topic.
The goals.
Well,
So annual report and goals. True. So, I mean, maybe this gets rolled into a goal is to get them on board and create that baseline.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay, well, why don't we just roll into that discussion?
So my two things would be to connect with Amoresco and connect with PGE, but it sounds like maybe Amoresco is a little... Well, they're both pretty good priority.
Maybe another connection would be... Could you find out who pays the bills, the utility bills, and could we just start tracking, like dump some of that into a spreadsheet? And
who pays the utility bills?
Like,
for
who pays the Westland utility bills? Like the electricity, the natural gas?
It goes, I think, through the finance
group.
Oh, they didn't pay the bill?
Could someone start collecting and putting that into an Excel spreadsheet so we could start seeing trends over time.
So not just the cost, but the kilowatts.
Oh, the energy.
I mean, we can maybe even ask, in this case, PGE, to say what's the monthly bill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then we'd want that from Northwest Natural. Mm-hmm. And we also wanted, you know, we do our own water, so we could track our own water. And then, you know, but then
right, though. It's not just the bill.
Yeah, I think Ameresco comes in and they, like, take care of that.
Ooh.
That'd be nice.
That's what I thought I heard, is they come in and they know who to connect with and they know who to like. They come in and they do this baseline work for you. Huh?
We don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me follow up.
So,
that'd be great.
What you might want to find out from your person is kind of what was the scope of work for them.
He said that he would come and talk to this group if we wanted him to.
Okay. He's getting the scope of work so we make sure we get covered what they want.
Russ, would you like me to reach out to them instead? Like, I'm happy to take it off your plate if you want.
The Ameresco thing?
Yeah.
Well, I need to follow up with the people I talked with at the thing. So let me start that, okay. And then I could love to, you know, do you want me to make you the
sure.
key connecting
sure.
point target?
Yeah.
Yeah, not me. I don't want to be one.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well,
I'll open that door and shove it toward your way.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. You can CC me if you want. If you want.
Oh, I'll CC you.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds like a really good goal for next year, since we're talking about goals.
Yeah.
The Ameresco thing. I think, obviously, the education series is a big goal.
Yeah.
And I think the community gardens and the right-of-way gardens, backyard habitat program, kind of folds into a big goal. I'm just throwing stuff out here. That's a whole
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Because the education series is going to break down into a bunch of activities, hopefully. So, I think those are really ambitious goals.
That's your five-year master plan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Plus, if we're going to update the appendix, that's a lot of money, too.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Update the appendix B.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Could I ask?
Go ahead, Russ.
Sorry, briefly. How many, is anyone terminating this year? Is there a term ending this year?
My term's ending.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you?
Oh, I know. And Glenn, you said you're not.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I'm going to come back. It's too bad. We'll miss you, but whatever.
Yeah.
I know you got to take care of what you got to do.
It's fine. Yeah.
Honestly,
we're trying to get a sense. We're getting the community. Kathy's going to put out a thing. I'm trying to figure out where our committees are, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I came prepared to say that I'm not coming back next year, but the urgency of where the state of the world right now, I feel like I owe it to my child to show up and be here. So. Yeah, I seriously came tonight, and I was going to say
your spirit is a vital part
and
of this.
Alex is there doing the hard work behind the scenes.
Yeah,
so
Mr. Mom,
put him to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also there's potential new members here sitting at the table. So.
Yes, new members might be. I
think I'll start at the
bottom.
Another thing I thought I'd toss out, since it's next on the list, is the lobby for a new staff person.
Yes.
In whatever way we can. Mm-hmm. Without coercion.
Where best should we
good
direct?
Luck. the next biennium is going to be such a challenge. Whatever the next council, I mean, it's going to be
well,
really
Russ, you know, my feeling is even if we have no hopes of getting a staff member, if we're putting this before the council all the time, they're hearing it, they're saying this must be important. So maybe certain things will happen without a staff member. And maybe that's the best we can hope for. I don't know, but we still have to go for the best.
Totally. I don't mean to discourage that at all. I'm just, you know.
Understand.
But just the reality check.
Oh, yeah. I understand. Totally.
I'm not promising anything, but.
Yeah.
Dream crusher.
No, I think it's good to dream. I've always encouraged you guys to dream. And I think that's, we should all be dreaming.
Yeah, well, those are a lot of goals there. And so we could list stuff forever.
So if you were looking with the, I don't know, did we skip 8 or are we still on 7?
We're not there yet. We're still on 7.
So we had some questions about the community gardens that I, being I think the only person on the SAB who's in the community garden.
Yeah, I'm not.
Couldn't answer.
Just kill things.
So does anyone remember what any of them are? I mean, is this the right time to talk about it? Since
because, you know, it's part of the goals.
It's a goal.
Look at the, you know,
I know we
gardens.
Were I know we were looking at the inventory of easement.
Well, I guess the biggest question I think that came out of it was, well, what's the relationship with the community garden with the Parks Department? Because you're in a city park.
Yes, we are.
But you're a separate organization.
Yeah.
And are you a non-profit, self-sustaining
organization?
Yep. So do you
on public property?
Right. So do you pay a fee to the parks to be operating there? Do you pay for the water? I think that was
City pays the water.
Okay. So that's
city brings us bark chips.
Okay.
Sometimes when we ask.
Do the people pay a fee to have a plot?
Yeah, but that doesn't go to the city. That stays in. They rent for $35 a month, which is the cheapest around.
A year.
I meant. Sorry.
Yeah. So I think that's the kind of information that we were looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. How the one, you know, because you've got the Robinwood Station. They've got a garden, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got yours, which is.
I'm going to answer another part of your question that you didn't ask, but. It's recently we had major repairs to do. We have a shed there that we had rototillers and tools and various, and it's the city owns it, mm-hmm. but right. So we decided to use a big chunk of our money to re-roof it, mm-hmm. which was more sustainable than tearing it down and putting in one from Costco or something. And Ken was wonderful. He said, okay. We'll match a half and get the pay for the rest of it to be repaired. So it is now, as of this week.
It looks amazing.
It looks great. It will last at least another 20, 30 years. So
he offered to pay half after we suggested that he do so.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a negotiated deal.
So now it's not just
I would like to ask a question before we get into this part of the program, and that is because first of all, I'm not familiar with your mission, your plans, or your projects, and I'd like to know what your goal is concerning community gardens before we address questions on it.
I think what we were talking about is just the desire to have more access to community garden.
That's the goal.
I mean, I think, didn't it come up because we were looking at the inventory of
unused
right of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think we're at the infancy stage of just this group tossing around some ideas around community gardens, right? And so just trying to gather information. One thing which still needs to be done is to look at the park's master plan and see if there's any mention of community gardens in there and if they've identified additional locations. So getting just baseline information like that. And the other thing was to figure out what the current relationship is between your group and the Parks Department for the Fields Bridge.
We work closely with them.
Yep. And so basically just gathering information so this group can then formulate some kind of recommendation that the city should be looking for additional areas to have community gardens.
That's
that are
the
available.
Key thing.
Yeah.
Available sun-swept space.
Yep. Yeah.
With the right water access.
Well.
And
yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of factors going into it. So it's just this group is exploring how to go about figuring out if it's something that the city would be willing to move.
Well, somebody will have to be proactive.
Yep.
And go out and look for space because the city is not aware of any gardening space at the moment, other than ours. We have talked with them about it. They suggested some along Dollar Street.
And you were talking to the Parks Department?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do know that a year ago Ken asked me about there's part of the Sunset Park that is just next to the tennis courts, mm-hmm. that's currently full of wonderful old plum trees, and they were thinking of putting in community gardens there, and so he was asking me about that.
Yeah, the existing park space is your best bet.
Yeah.
I mean, they just...
Well, and actually, some of the right-of-way lands are we've been discussing this as an option. For example, in Sunset, there is that whole block.
There is a whole block of property that could potentially be a garden space right
Street
in the middle
property.
Of the Sunset community.
Kelly Street.
Kelly Street, thank you. Part of this interest, too, is also geospatial. The Fields Bridge is way at the far end of town, so we'd like some things in some other parts of town so people, it's more communal, or, you know, addresses that spatial distribution.
Have you ever had people, this might be just kind of a general question, but people say, well, I'm not going to participate in the garden anymore, it's too far to get to. I mean, is that feedback
no.
you've ever had?
No.
How many people are currently on the waiting list? Approximately?
Nine. Oh, that's not bad.
Nine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's how many plots total?
57.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And we covered all of those on the waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've earned them and we need them.
Yes.
We have a turnover of about 20% a year.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess
that's good to know.
You know, another component of this would be now that we've got contact information for you, So as the SAB gets into exploring this a little further, starting to ask questions like, is your organization willing to take on additional management of additional gardens?
Where?
I'm not saying you have to answer the question, and I'm not saying we have to figure out where right now.
Right.
That's just something this group is going to need to figure out. If the Parks Department doesn't want to manage community gardens, someone's going
to
have
to
manage them.
You know, from a practical standpoint, you're talking to volunteers.
Yep.
People who are spending a lot of time managing this community garden. I doubt very much that you will find any volunteers who are willing to manage more than one community garden or get involved in all of that activity. There's a lot of time.
Yep. Look, so again, we don't need to get into the details
involved.
Right now.
So if you're going to start a new community garden, you have to be prepared to staff it.
Okay.
With volunteers.
Okay.
That said, there could be some handover of how to and conversation.
I was wondering about
that. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Here's kind of a list of, you know.
So again, we don't need to figure out details tonight.
No.
We're just in the exploratory stage of how it works.
Yeah. Good fun.
And if we can find additional areas that that meet the criteria.
Okay.
Start in the space. And
yep.
We have to discuss.
Well, that's what we're looking
at.
That's why Darren worked up that great map for us. So that's for exploratory stage. So that appears to be an active goal as part of our list for next year.
It's just an unused right-of-way map.
So,
well, we do have 20 years of experience with community gardening.
And it was getting more.
And we've worked out a lot of procedures and systems, and we had some ideas what works and what doesn't work, what's feasible and how to be self-sufficient and how to work with the city, which, believe me, is not always a smooth thing. I mean, we've heard that it's a smooth deal over here, but I've had some experience this week which has made my life difficult working with the city.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it is communications, but part of it is they're really not into it.
Yeah.
And gone every other Friday, so that if you need to reach somebody, you might get the Friday when they're not there.
Well, that's why something like this is usually bottom-up rather than top-down.
Yeah.
So should we find a space that's viable, and this is all exploratory, and then we find interested people, then you folks would be good resources for those people. Not that you would have to do work, you would just be good resources.
Yep.
So I think that's great.
And
that you're showing.
As you're talking about space, the key ingredient, not only good soil, but is sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
The city once proposed that we take over another piece of land along Dollar Street. They went over and looked at it, and it was just totally unacceptable. There wasn't enough sunlight. So that's what you're looking for, and as far as where it is, that's a good concept, because indeed where we are is at one end of the community, and I live at the far other end of the community. So for me, it's a little inconvenient, but that's all it is. It's a little inconvenient. We have members who couldn't care less where it is. They'll come.
Okay, great. So I think that's
cool.
Good food for the goal and the thought. So I appreciate your input there for sure.
Yes.
We need to move on to the next topic.
Sure.
Sustainability staff proposal, which we can flap our gums about that if we want. But any other?
Well, with that, one of the things when I was the pass the person around. Of where do they? Where would they fit, or where could they contribute, or that type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
There's three departments that they probably have the most impact on. That would be parks, public works, and planning. Mm-hmm. Is where they really have probably the most impact when you look at the plan. So that's really so. If you're looking for a fee or getting some revenue, some. Budget out of any of those departments, it would probably be those three departments is where the majority of them would come from. One thought that we had years ago when it was to try to fund somebody through AmeriCorps. And this was years ago where when Sarah Milhouse was the sustainability coordinator at Lake Oswego, and we had drafted together a proposal to share a staff person between the two cities, where it would be part-time sustainability person here, part-time sustainability person over there. So it's another option potentially is to find an AmeriCorps person, to do it that way. So there's other ways to do it, as far as getting a sustainability person here. There's also maybe a capstone person from PSU, or an intern. Because, that's another thing to check with when you talk to the Lake Oswego person, they always have interns over there. The question with the intern is who's going to be their lead kind of staff person directing them. So it's not, they usually have that. But then it's who do they report to? So we could potentially get an intern, and it's still a fee, but it's under $20,000 typically. But it's who do they report to? What are they working on? Because it still has to be a write up of what are they getting out of it? Because it's part of what they're going to school for. So there is that as an option too, as far as creating a staff person. So there are other options as opposed to somebody full time that getting benefits and all that type of stuff.
Okay, this proposal is obviously one of our goals for next year. And Bertrand Russell once said. To a friend that he wrote a long letter to. He said, I apologize for writing such a long letter. I didn't have time to write a short one.
Yeah.
And that's very true when you think about it. So in order to write a concise, meaningful proposal, it's going to take time.
Yeah.
Because if we dash out something and just list all these things, it's going to overwhelm whoever reads it if they read it. So suggestions for time frame, or should we just start putting thoughts together and maybe speak of this a little at future meetings? Do you think we should set a time to get a proposal to the council?
Time with the budget, right?
I think having a conversation with the city manager, just kind of informal chatting about the interest and the idea ahead of time, just to kind of frame your thinking, might be a good idea. I mean, why not?
Yeah. Well,
oh, and then that goes back to what we talked about last meeting, which is just putting together some facts, like what could this person potentially be doing, and what
kind
of money,
interests, and the goals, mm-hmm. and all the things we want to, you want to accomplish,
and how it could benefit the
city, and what other kind of cities have done, and how they've addressed it, and seeing. I know they're thinking. The staff has already been brainstorming about the next biennium and how they're going to address things. They're already working on that. So I think it would probably be good to just touch base with the city manager, just check in on reality and where things are kind of looking. Mm-hmm. And then, based on that, you can decide to still come
forward with a proposal if you want. They can always say no or whatever, and or, you know, council and the budget committee can see it, but they can see a need and an interest, and you can fight for your need and interest just like everyone else fights for their little things they want to see done. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'd be curious from the Ameresco folks how much staff time is typically dedicated to a city of this size.
And that could really, yeah, and that could really help understanding from them kind of where things are at, and well, they help put programs together.
Yeah.
So that could be instructive to that. So,
so meet with
might have
first.
To be a little bit more information gathering.
Well, maybe before meeting with city manager, Ameresco should come first, you think?
Yeah, so we know the scope of that, and then what kind of savings are we looking at, and that way we can share with Eileen, you know, this is the potential, but we need somebody to manage it 20 hours a week, or, you know, whatever Ameresco ends up telling us.
Okay.
I think at the same time, it would be good to, if you've got any ideas for even brief sustainability positions, like a job description. Because you don't want to wait till you talk to everybody and wait to the information, because budget's really being reviewed in March and April, right?
Next year.
Yeah,
next year. Not 2021 will be
2021.
The next
biannual Okay, so there's time. Okay, so
yeah, there's plenty of time.
Okay, just making sure, because, you know, can sneak up on you.
That's easy to gather.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and you want a couple of them so you can edit it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. You know,
yeah.
Figuring out what the position would do.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, having that organization come in and talk about if they did an audit, potentially some things that the sustainability person could work on to save the city money, which would then pay for the position, right?
Yeah.
Or Russ, like Milwaukee does it in a different manner. They have a utility bill. You can even reach out to some other cities that have sustainability-focused staff. I mean, how is Multnomah County? Is it just from the general fund?
It's from general fund.
Yeah, so, you know, it's either from the general fund, from some kind of fee,
yeah,
you know, from savings and utility bills. So just lay out all those different, you know, options of how you fund it,
yeah,
and what they would be working on.
Okay, so the meeting with Ameresco is going to depend on...
I don't know what their schedule like, yeah, is where I'll check in with them and see kind of what they're around.
Hopefully get them here in the next 3 months or something.
Yeah.
I would hope so, yeah.
That would be good. Christmas. I would probably write it.
The next meeting, I'm not going to be here, unfortunately. I'm at the National League of Cities meeting in Texas. So.
Mm-hmm. Austin?
It's in San Antonio.
Okay, that's nice.
When is the next meeting?
Third Thursday
of every month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to come every meeting if you'd like.
And I've got your email, so I can put you on the
November 20th.
When I send out the agenda, I can put you on
it's
it.
It's the night after the Clackamas Climate Action Coalition event, which is November 20th.
Okay. Hmm. I forgot to ask this of Darren before we get into the new action items. I only found the 2018 annual report form on the web. I'm sure it's probably the same. And is it mid-December it's due?
No, we haven't gotten any emails about it yet, so they probably haven't got the 2019.
Yeah, I searched, couldn't find it. I found the 18.
I think it's about to come out.
Yeah.
It's
they usually about the early November is usually when the email comes out, and then it's due by like mid-December. So they can cobble together so they can get it to council for the goal setting session at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, of course, you know what's on. You wrote the one last year, the 2018 one or 2019.
The which one?
The goals. Oh, or
the annual report.
Annual report.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if you wish, I can just send out an email with just the headings of the boxes we write into everybody, and if they could contribute. I mean, a lot of this is going to fall into place, but what do you think? How did you handle that, Sarah?
I took all of the action items and said...
From the year?
Yeah, and took everything that was done. I said, look at all of our accomplishments.
Boiled it down.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is... Our action items do say what we're
pretty
doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well...
I mean, it sounds like you know, you've got five pretty good goals here. So
yeah,
maybe next meeting, hash out whether you want to list all five of them or concentrate on three or
sure.
however you want to go about it.
Smaller is better.
Accomplishments would be easy.
Want to prioritize them, however.
Yeah, yeah, or even if you detail them out a little bit more. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, any additional feedback to share with City Council? There could be the staff.
Yes, so that's starting
now. Prime the pump. Yeah. From the eye right away.
Yeah. Make it a campaign issue.
Also, the Planning Commission was interested in possibly meeting with us when I went and presented during their public comments last. Oh, yeah, you won't hear what I said.
No, that's fine.
Anyway, I basically said that I was coming as a just. Speaking for myself, but I did mention that I am part of the Sustainability Advisory Board, and there were a couple of commissioners who said, oh, we'd like to meet with you, with your board.
That would be nice. Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know if it would be before or after an Amoresco, would be worth waiting, or maybe it would be a good thing to talk about. So I don't know how that next step, do we contact them? I don't really know. Do joint meetings happen regularly?
Yeah.
The council has a joint meeting with all of their advisory boards, but typically the advisory boards don't meet together because council gives the advisory boards
the planning commission too, which is
direction.
Different. Okay.
Right, so yeah, the planning commission can't give you direction, you can't give the planning commission direction, so I don't know what would really come out of the...
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I mean, you could have a conversation, but yeah, I don't know what would really come out of it. I mean, planning commission has got a very specific purpose of...
Right.
Of implementing the code through quasi-judicial action or working on legislative items that the council has directed the planning department to bring forward. So,
I'm just, I mean, I think it'd be great to meet with them. Do they say kind of why?
Not really specifically.
No? Okay, but I think it'd be a good thing. I think there would be value in it. Because it would be nice if they could take sustainability in consideration.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
True also for Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what should we do with that information then?
Could you ask them when would be an ideal time for
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great. Okay, we need to wrap this up. So we got to review the new action items. So... anything down there in
The only thing I had was Russ was going to contact, and I can't remember the name of the organization that you've talked that you've mentioned five times now.
Amoresco.
How do you spell that?
Amoresco.
Amoresco.
Yes.
Okay. Amoresco.
So I had Russ was going to contact Amoresco.
I'm also contacting PGE.
Contacting PGE. That was all I had.
And we talked about all the education topics series for next time, and we were all going to, I think, maybe add some details to each possible details, flesh those out.
So get those on, we'll have that on the agenda for next
month.
Yep.
To bring those back. So that's for all of us. There was the Appendix B monstrosity that do we need further discussion of that, because most of those are undone.
Yeah, I feel like we'll probably just have the same conversation.
Yeah,
over.
I think so. So that's going to be
sounds to me like if you can get Amoresco here to talk about what they could provide. And then you could determine whether or not they could be the ones that could help set that baseline for you, right?
Yeah. So it'd be good to, with that, if there's parts that would be highlighted or specific to Amoresco, to have those ready for them.
Yeah.
If there's ones that are specifics for them that they don't need to go and kind of flesh it out for themselves, have those ready for them.
Yeah.
I mean, they may want to look themselves, but you can kind of guide them to them.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other?
That was
actual
things. That was all I had.
Yeah, that's all I had. Probably have enough to talk about. I will flesh out stuff for the annual report, and we can discuss that next time.
Yeah.
Annual report and yep. Get some yays or nays and stuff.
The other thing would be recruiting for the SAB.
Oh yeah. Mm.
Because another option for me and just my, you know, new baby is to just show up as a volunteer and open the board space. Mm-hmm. And that way, if I can't make it to a meeting, I'm not, you know, changing the outcome of the board meeting. Because weighing in is really, you know, the important thing, right? That we show up like you're here, you know, but we don't make many vote decisions by vote. And I also think Alex might be upset with me that I just said I would sign on for another year.
We won't tell him.
Yeah. So, yeah. So another another topic is recruitment. But yeah, I just wanted to share with the group that I've just been thinking in my head, like maybe if I just come as a volunteer mm-hmm. that way,
okay.
I can still participate. But
as a guest, mm-hmm. I would like to say that it's been a real pleasure to witness a group who is so collegial and so supportive of one another. It doesn't always, you know, of course there are moments, but I'm not seeing one. you know, it's been a lot of committees, and this seems like a nice group.
We knew we had guests today.
You're all in good behavior.
Okay.
It's a good group.
So I'll put that up.
Good questions, good resources, good thinking. Really nice to see.
I'll put that as an action item for me, too, to check on if it's just Sarah and Glenn that are up. Or if there's anybody else up at the end of this year,
yeah.
And then we can talk about recruiting next time.
Maybe one of us could get a hold of John Rose.
I can email John, too.
Okay, and
yeah.
See if he's... Because he said if we need the position way back months ago, that...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He would step down. Great.
And should we send you an application?
Sure.
Yay! But I'm... I don't know what I have to offer yet, honestly.
That's what all of us
I
said,
I have no resources.
By the way.
You are here tonight. That's a start.
Yeah, you just need to care.
Well, yep.
Okay, I think...
I do have a native backyard, by God.
That's
certified.
Great.
There we go. Wrap things up, so this meeting is officially ended.
Well, thank you.
Thank
good
you,
job.
Everyone.
Well played.
Thanks.
Great, folks.